Hi, hello, and welcome or welcome back to this episode of Bursts of Joy, where every 2 weeks we discuss all things music. In each episode, there's listening homework assigned. So if you feel like keeping up to date with the podcast or maybe listening to a new album, you can take a listen, like a book club almost. This episode's listening homework is actually two albums, which we will be talking about with two guests next episode in 2 weeks. And they are Walls by Louis Tomlinson, which I'm sure a lot of you have already listened to, but why not give it another listen? And an album called Your City Gave Me Asthma by Wilbur Soot. So next episode, we'll have a chat with the guests that chose those albums and other stuff too. But this week, Claire and I were joined by our good friend Emily to discuss Petals for Armor by Hayley Williams, which was the listening homework for this episode. Emily, Claire, and I all met through TikTok, through Harry TikTok, as a lot of our guests have. She's super funny and really awesome, and this episode was so fun to record. So thank you so much for tuning in. And here is the episode.
Hello, hello, and welcome. Woo! I'm Emma.
Claire.
And I'm Emily.
Hey, guys! <Yeah. laughs> So today we are discussing a lovely album called Petals for Armor by the Queen, Miss Hayley Williams, the absolute legend, wonder of the world. Would you guys agree?
Yeah, 100%. Yes.
So I just took a walk to re-listen to it because I listened to it earlier this week, but I took a walk in the snow. It's snowing here in Maryland. And I listened to it again, and it is so, so good. It is so good.
That album is my baby, actually.
What's your journey with Hayley Williams or Paramore or just like that album in general?
Okay, so like my first experiences with her, like me and my sister went through our emo phases at the same time. I forget how old she was, but I was like in fourth grade wearing like fingerless gloves and everything to school, to elementary school. Anyways, but like that was the band that we listened to the most. Like I was a kid listening to her, and we would just like watch her videos on like what, like on demand music choice all the time. Misery Business, like Pressure, all of these songs. And as like I grew up, I stopped really listening to her or them like when I started getting into One Direction. So then I went down to like the Tumblr 2014 like rabbit hole of like that type of stuff. But then another album came out from theirs and I was obsessed. Every single time they come out with an album, I become obsessed and just listen to that like for months. And then, yeah, I fell off again. And then I listened to a little bit of their last album. And it wasn't until she came out with this solo project that it kind of like pulled me back in like completely. And it was just like, this is all I listen to now. Like, I only listen to Paramore. I just have this huge playlist of all of their songs, like their whole discography. And I just listen to that.
So is Paramore still, I don't know the history, but is Paramore still a band?
I think so. Like, okay. I haven't heard too much about like, oh, whether or not she like left the band, but I think they definitely are. I think she mentioned how she can't wait for more Paramore shows and stuff like that. And also this album was made like the guitarist, like Taylor York, he helped produce the whole album. And then Zach Farrow also helped. Like, I think he played drums as well. Who's the drummer for like Paramore anyways. And he helped direct like some of her videos too. So they all kind of worked on this album together, even if it was just her like solo project.
Ooh. Yeah, it's kind of like, I guess it's like a side to, like, isn't like Ashton Irwin, like he is doing his own thing kind of. I mean, I randomly saw this, like he's doing his own thing maybe for a little on the side.
Yeah, and I remember that was such a weird time. Like it just came out of nowhere and he had like this video of him dancing and it was weird.
I listened to the most popular Paramore songs. I feel like everyone, if you haven't, it's like,
yeah, like where have you been?
Yeah, literally. But I never really, I didn't have an emo phase, so I never fully experienced. I'm also younger, I'm a little younger than you guys, so I didn't like ever have a Paramore phase, but I didn't know Hailey made her own music. I just see her TikToks. Wait, doesn't she have like a hair dye?
Yeah, that's the hair dye that I use for my hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I see her TikToks.
She's so cool. She's so funny.
I love, like, I think of, when I think of Paramore, this is going to sound, this is, you know what's going to happen. I think of Decode and I think of my insane love of Twilight, because I was like, me in the sixth grade, like literally I have songs that trigger me, and that's one of those songs that like triggers a part of my heart. Like I like feel depressed when I hear it, because I'm like, oh my god, I remember feeling like, why isn't Twilight real? So when I hear it, like when I heard Simmer, I was like, I don't know why, I just feel like I'm like in my Decode phase again, and like the beginning of Twilight.
That was something I was gonna, it's like I've never listened to Paramore fully, but it feels so nostalgic. Like there's like an air of nostalgia to her music. It's I don't know. It's really cool. And also very distinct sound. I feel like if I heard a song I didn't know was Hailey, I would, and now that I've listened to her album, I would know. I'd be like, oh, wow. Yeah. That's
her voice. Yeah. She has a very like powerful voice.
And also the sort of like minimal, like it's not, her songs aren't like overproduced or there's not so much going on. It's like very simple, and it's so cool. It's so cool,
dude. I think like the album, like because it's so simple, it's so vulnerable, because it just feels like more raw, like this is her just telling us her feelings.
What are your favorites?
Roses, Lotus, Violet, Iris. I love that song. At first I didn't think I liked it as much, but as I continued listening, that's my favorite. But then I also really love Why We Ever. That one makes me cry. It makes me cry.
I was taking some notes because I really liked it. Got your notepad out again.
And then I think my last favorite is probably Crystal Clear. I always like the last song of each album. Yeah, the last song of each album, like it just makes it like, I don't know, it just like makes me want to open my heart, you know? I don't know if that like makes sense.
1000% fine line.
exactly.
I feel like this is going to be a common theme throughout every episode, like when we listen to it. I feel like a good opening song and a good closing song is such an important aspect of an album. And she hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
She did that.
Which ones were your favorite, Emma?
I as I was walking, I like was hearting the ones which were my favorite. Leave It Alone, Creepin', Over Yet is actually, I think Over Yet is my favorite, or Taken. I think those are my two favorites, and Pure Love. Those are the ones that I
You like the vibey ones.
Yeah. I think I was listening to the ones that I had liked all in a row afterwards, and I was like, there's like a consistency with my favorite ones, but they're really good. Yeah. What about you?
I know I definitely like the sadder ones. Always like the sadder ones. With every single album, it's always like sad songs.
Yeah.
Now, what does that say about you, Emily?
I have no idea. I always think about that. I'm like, damn, like, do I actually like being sad? Like, what is this?
Wait, what was your number one most played song on your Spotify Wrapped?
Yes.
I have a picture of it. I think it was Roses, Lotus, Violet, Iris. Actually, it was literally the whole thing was just like, it was like on the Apple Music Rewind or something like that. And all of it was just Hayley Williams, actually, like every single part of it. Let me look for it really quick.
And while she's looking, Claire, what were your favorites from?
My favorites were Simmer. I liked that beginning. It's a good beginning song. Yes. So I really liked that. Mm-hmm. It's been stuck in my head since I've listened to it. So it's been stuck in my head since yesterday. Yesterday, by the way. Cinnamon. I liked Cinnamon because it felt feminine, and that's why I liked it.
Oh my gosh, that's exactly like her for the point.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Really? Actually, wait. Go into it.
Like she, it was more of an ode to, like she says that it's an ode to her house, because like the whole reason this album came about was because she had gone through like a divorce with her husband who like cheated on her, and like so obviously she had to like move away. So when she had found her house, which is like, she said it was like a cottage, like house. It's not like big at all. She said that like it needed as much work on it as it did to her, like for her, like so that she can like build up like her strength and like be okay again. And it was just like they were, she was doing like projects on her house, but like also on herself, if that makes sense. There's just like femininity and like, actually she's like the way that she like rolled out like her album, she had it in like three separate like five songs on this
I was wondering because it looks like discs on Spotify.
Yeah, like it's like 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 like it's like that. The one that had Cinnamon on it, like it had like things listed on the back, like femininity, rage, and like all that type of stuff. And I was just like, oh, it's so cool. But okay, continue. I'm sorry.
So I like Cinnamon because I like the feminine vibe. Mm-hmm. Dead Horse, the beginning like really hurt me in the way that I needed it to, like when she's like, sorry, I'm just sending this to you now after 3 days I was depressed, and I was like, like I literally breathed in and I was thinking about the song and the lyrics of the song, and I was like, I know exactly what this feels like I don't know, it just felt like I know where what it feels like to feel that way, you know. So I think that one was really powerful for me. And then Why We Ever, wrote that down, and Crystal Clear. I think Why We Ever and Crystal Clear are my favorites. Because I just love a good ending song, and I love, like, loved it. Yeah.
So I made a playlist at the beginning of the year, and so every day I'll add a song to it so that by the end of the year, there'll be like 300 some songs on it. So I thought that was a really good idea.
That's really and so, cool.
So that Hard Times was my most recently added one.
Such a good song.
That song goes crazy.
So what was your
I pulled her up literally. All of it is like Miss Haley, like actually, and then like three Arctic Monkeys songs, but my most played is Roses, Lotus, Violet, Iris, and then it's Dead Horse, and then it's Why We Ever, and then it's Cinnamon, and not Cinnamon, Cinnamon, Sudden Desire, and then Creepin' and Watch Me While I Bloom.
So this was your album. This was
it's
your
my album. I literally like ever since it came out, or ever since like the little like the 5x5 like little albums came out, I've been listening to it ever since then. Like, and I think she released it fully in May of last year. Okay. So I've just
this last year. It.
Yeah.
Oh, right when pandemic was starting.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're an Arctic Monkeys girl too.
Yeah. Yeah, I stopped listening to them so much because I was in like my Arctic Monkeys phase right before like Hayley Williams. Yeah.
So
I just get into those like phases where I can't listen to anything else other than that.
Understand. Totally understand. That happened to me with Harry, Declan McKenna, and The Strokes. I just like, and Taylor Swift. Only like it'll be like
I listened weeks. To her new album for the first time like
3 days. Evermore?
Yeah.
How did you like it?
I liked it. I feel like I liked it, but I was doing it in a way that I know I shouldn't have done it, because I do this is so weird. I do this thing when I listen to albums for the first time through where I have to lay in my bed with all my lights out and I keep my headphones in and I listen and I react. And I didn't get to do that. I was doing it when I was driving home from school. So I was like, why didn't I do it the right way? But that's how I like know. So yeah, that was
amazing. That's yeah. I mean, I feel like there's the way that I've found that I like listening to my albums is taking a walk. It's like my space. It's like, you know, my space. Yeah.
Mine is literally like just taking showers, like long showers, and just listening to music.
One thing I wanted to talk about, because I think that this is super cool, is that although you run a Harry Styles One Direction fan account, you do have a very vast music taste outside of that, and you caption your pictures with different songs.
Oh, which
I love that idea. So
thank you.
It's like one big playlist, huh?
Yeah, that's literally like nobody noticed at all when I first started doing it. Literally no one noticed until I put in my bio, like, this page is just a playlist or something like that. And then I took it off recently, but yeah.
I think that's fun. An awesome idea. And like,
I love that.
Like, if you are you an Apple Music? Also, by the way, I will definitely make sure to link Emily's Instagram so you can check it out yourself. So we were talking before we started recording about like tattoos and stuff. So do you have any Hailey or Paramore related like tattoos that you're...
I have nothing. I don't even have like my second piercings in my ears or anything. Like,
are you thinking about any, like, do you have any ideas?
100%. I don't know if I have any ideas for like for anything yet, but I know I definitely want something, you know? Like, I'm very indecisive, so like I have to play with the idea for like maybe like a year before I decide that I actually want something.
That's a good idea though. Oh, this is a little segment that we've been doing. Growing up, what were some artists, musicians, like what, like from youth through high school and everything?
Oh wow. That's a good question, actually. Let me think. I've always, okay, Prince Royce. Oh, that was my daddy.
Never listen.
Neither have I.
Aventura, like these are like Hispanic ones. Aventura, and then like these are like songs that me and my cousins would listen to like on like on demand music choice whenever we like saw each other. We would go to our aunt's like room and just watch it there. Beyonce, Shakira. Who else? Oh my gosh, I was really into the Cheetah Girls. I saw them in concert. And Ali and AJ, I saw them in it was all the same concert. I saw the Jonas Brothers, Ali and AJ, and the Cheetah Girls. But the thing is that the Jonas Brothers weren't even famous.
You're an OG.
Yeah, and but I didn't know who they were at the time. Like, it was like a week. Let me tell you the story. We went to this concert, and we were there for the Cheetah Girls. Like, my sister had her little, I forget who she was. I think she was the blue one. I forget her name.
Aqua?
Yes. Yeah. And they were like the main act. So the Jonas Brothers comes on and we're just like, okay, who the fuck is this? Like, we don't, we're like, okay, like, next. And then Ali and Adrian come on, and then the Cheetah Girls. And then when we're walking out, they're having like, the Jonas Brothers are sitting at the front having like a free signing. And me and my sister were like, they're not even famous. Like, we're not.
Oh my God.
They're not even famous. Like, who cares about them? Let's go. And we left. And then the next week we saw like, what's their song? Like Year 3000 or something, or one of their first like songs that were on Disney Channel. And we were so freaking pissed, actually.
Oh my God. So lost you them. Like missed them. You just like, that was yeah. like,
I was like, y'all wow. aren't even cool.
Like, do you think about this where you're like, you'll be at concerts and you'll see the openers and you're like, oh, I don't know them. But then you're like, they could be so and like
that's what I thought when I saw Harry and Casey Musgraves. I was like, who the fuck is this? The only thing I was paying attention to was like the saddle that she had, like a disco saddle at the top, and I was like, okay.
And now she's literally like,
and now she did it. Yeah, she won like best like album of the year, right?
What's your favorite concert experience? Tell us about your favorite concert.
Oh, I've told this story on my TikTok before, but
tell like, it again.
I saw Harry in 2017, I think. Yeah, October 2017, because you know he had like the little like theater tour before he had like the arena tour. And I went to both of them, but the first one I went to was like the theater one, and it was so pretty, it was so intimate, like so small. But the thing is that I accidentally got tickets for like the last row of the balcony, and I literally like, it was okay. Like we were staying positive the whole time, even though we could see down there because it was a small venue. But like when Muna came on, like his opener, we like couldn't even see their faces. We just saw like them moving across the stage and stuff. So we were just like, okay, it's fine, we'll see him, at least we'll see his whole body instead of like half of it in like pit or something. And we see like these two workers like pulling people from like the balcony and like taking them somewhere. And it happened to like the there was a little girl and her dad next to me, and they got taken away. And I was wondering if like, oh, did they get kicked out? Like what happened to them? Like all that type of stuff. So I had went up to another worker and was like, oh, do you know where these people are going? He was like, oh, they're taking them down to pit. And I literally sat there like, oh, interesting. I stood there, I wasn't sitting. And I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, I'm sorry. It's not me that's doing it. So I don't have the power to do that for you. And I was like, it's okay, it's not your fault. So then I went to sit back down with my friend. And right when I sit down, I see like the two people like behind us, cause there was like a walkway behind the last row. And I saw her point at me, like at me and my friend. And I literally like turned back and I acted like nothing happened. I acted like I wasn't seeing anything. Cause I didn't want to jinx it or I didn't want to like bump her and be like, oh my gosh, she looked at us. I just sat there like normal, like nothing happened. And she came up to us and she was like, can I see your tickets? And then we handed them to her and she was like, okay, follow me. And she was like, we're gonna take you down to pit. We're gonna give you these wristbands or whatever, which I still have it actually. She was like, we're gonna take you down. And the guy that was there too, he was like, Harry's like slogan is treat people with kindness. So all we ask is that you put this kindness forward, like, and just like be kind and stuff. And then we got to go down in pit. That's my favorite experience because like I would have never gotten pit if it wasn't like for that.
Oh, and how was it? How was the show?
It was the best. Like I will always, always love like intimate like theaters more than like big arenas because you just feel more close to like the artists, especially in pit. Like they're right there. Mm-hmm. It was so cool.
That's amazing. I can't wait to see Harry.
So like my favorite album because HS1 is like my favorite album from him. Oh mm-hmm. My gosh, I love it.
Speaking of your merch, your shirt, girl, is that a golden thing?
Huh?
Which?
Me? Emma, you.
Oh yeah. Oh. Hey.
I got the tote bag of that and I was like, this is actually really cool. Like,
I'm getting
a ton of compliments on it from random people. They're like, what bakery is that? I'm like,
this merch drop was probably my favorite.
This
the
is
golden
my,
one.
Yeah, this is my favorite merch.
It, but I still like how it looks.
Yeah. I'm glad I got this one. I have the watermelon sugar shirt because I bought it on impulse after watching the video. But I like this one. This is my favorite merch she's done.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really, it's cool because it's not like super like Harry. This is Harry Styles. But if if you know what you're looking for. And the color.
I remember I was saying something and I forgot.
You were going through, you listened to as a young girl. So then was that all what you were naming? Like, was that like childhood? Or was that like elementary school?
That was like childhood.
What's
like,
your high school?
Like middle school.
One Direction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of One Direction. Like AM from Arctic Monkeys. Like I didn't listen to their earlier stuff or their later stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had Of Monsters and Men, Hozier. He's like random little.
He's like one of my all times. I can't breathe when I think about it.
And then like whatever my sister would be listening to.
Your sister's 3 years older, right?
Yeah, you and her are like the same age. Twins. She would listen to a lot of like rap and R&B. So like I would listen to what she would listen to and my cousin, like.
And you're a music person. I feel like I would label you as like a music person. Yeah.
I don't know if I would actually.
Really? Do you like? Yeah. Is it like an integral part of your daily life listening to music?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I really only listen to music when I'm showering or like when I go to school and I'm like walking around campus, I like put music in. But otherwise like whenever I do makeup, whenever I do things alone, I have to have background music, but I also need a visual of it. So like I put like shows on instead, which I don't even pay attention to. But yeah, I don't know, like I used to listen to music all the time and then it just like kind of fell off.
What's your background show you do? Also, your makeup talent is amazing and I wish I wish I was with you so you could do my makeup.
But thank you. Thank you. No, it's like, I don't think I do like amazing makeup to be honest. Like, cause you know, you see like on Instagram, like their faces look crazy. Like I look at that and I'm like, I can't do that. I actually can't.
What you do, I could not do by myself. Yeah,
and it fits so well to your face. I feel like you've perfected your own face. It looks so good. You look so good.
Thank you. I feel like I don't do like very like eccentric things. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Then it's like simple makeup. It's actually really simple. I'm not gonna lie. Like it's really simple, but it just works, I guess. Mm-hmm.
What was your background show?
I finished Bridgerton and I finished The Walking Dead, and now I'm rewatching Shameless.
I've never seen Shameless. I feel like I really like it.
It's fun. It's a ride. It's a ride.
I need to watch shows, but you guys are both in my close friend story. I'm kind of in this phase right now. My like Minecraft YouTuber phase.
I've just That's been amazing. On podcasts recently. I've just been doing a lot of podcasts, and then because I've got really obsessed with watching this Bravo show called Below Deck. I think you've probably seen me talk about it on my second account. And it's just about these people that work on a yacht, a super yacht, and it is trash, but it is amazing to watch. Like I've gone through like 3 seasons in the past like 2 weeks with my brother and I. My brother's 5 years older than me, so going back to what you were saying about you listen to what your sister listened to, I like listen a lot of what was influenced by me in my middle school years was my brother's music, because my brother's 5 years older than me and he listened to a lot of All Time Low, like what else did he listen to? Drake's first album, like stuff like that. He liked the Arctic Monkeys a lot, the Kooks, random stuff like that, and Vampire Weekend. So I kind of was influenced by that. What about you? I know you have an older brother, Emma.
Yeah, I didn't find my own music taste until like sophomore year of high school, and my brother we have pretty some overlapping like tastes, but we didn't really, I don't actually really know what he listens to, if I'm being honest. But he's a music person. I mean, he's like, he like sings and I was gonna ask you, Emily, when did you sort of find your own music? Like when was your
I think once I started listening to One Direction. Like once I started like loving One Direction was when it like was the turning point to where I like started listening to my own stuff. Cause like even though my sister was the one that like helped me find One Direction, she was the one that showed them to me. Like she didn't really stay on that level. I think she listened to like the 1975 and then that's when like her music taste like turned into like R&B and stuff. And then at the same time, my music taste turned to like more pop things, and then down like the rabbit hole of like the 2014 Tumblr, like Marina and the Diamonds, Lana Del Rey, even though I don't really like her all that much. Who are the other ones? Arctic Monkeys, obviously, and like that type of stuff. And then it's like, you know, those like package deals that are like, oh, if you liked One Direction, then you probably like these artists. That's kind of like what my music taste turned into. And then it just like went from there.
What's your favorite One Direction song?
End of the Day. Love that song. And the beginning is the best part. Like
I think the change in pace in the middle, like the chorus, mm-hmm. like changing tempo, it's like, or changing key signature or whatever, it is so good. They are so good.
What's your favorite? I've never asked you.
Fireproof.
Ooh,
I don't,
that's a good one.
See, I never did favorites on my TikTok. I never talked about ranking. I never talked about whatever.
Yeah,
but people hate one it. Right, the one song that has lasted that I still will listen to, it will end up on this playlist, is Fireproof, and it is
so good.
So good. Yeah, or Clouds, but Clouds, not the same.
So good. at the beginning of that
novel. I remember listening to Fireproof for the first time.
Me too. Really? When it got released randomly on that, like,
yeah, yeah.
What like, happened?
It just came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
nowhere.
And it's free.
It's such a good song. It's such a good song. I'm so glad that you took the time to come and join us today. It was so fun, and I'm so glad that this worked out.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for introducing me to Hayley Williams' solo music. I like loved this album so much. Like,
oh,
I
will actually, be listening
to this. Thank you guys so much for joining, and thank you, Emily, for joining us and yes, talking with us. I feel like I learned so much about you, and much love.
Thank you for having me, babes.
Of course. Love it.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys later, and I hope you enjoyed. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.